This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today, and I am so pleased to bring you this scripture. We're at part 19 of The Peace of the Father, and I say it every day. And you know what? I said it in church on Sunday when I was preaching in Scotland. I said, when you say the words, the peace of the Father, this peace descends. It is just amazing. Say it with me now. Go on. The peace of the Father. Oh, I tell you. It happens every single time. When I say the peace of the Father, I'm filled with His peace. We're looking today at Romans, the 14th chapter. And I'm going to go from verse 17. It says this. Paul says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." If you serve Christ with this attitude, you will please God and others will approve of you too. So then, let us aim for harmony in the church and try to build each other up. You know, this is something else that on Sunday night I was discussing. Peace and harmony within the church, within your community, within your ecclesia, within your group of people who are gathered together. Whenever you meet, wherever you meet, it doesn't matter. It can be in a church building, it could be in a school hall, it could be in someone's home, it doesn't matter. It's where you meet with others, where you're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ and you are worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. And what we need to aim for, I really believe this, is heart unity. That is the word or words that I want to describe this harmony, this peace, is heart unity, where there's no backbiting in the church at all, no name calling. No conflict. The conflict goes. It's left outside the door. As Paul says, this is so important to grab hold of today especially, right now especially. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink. Jesus says these words, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Oh, yes. That's what we've got to seek. And what is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is living the way that Paul is advocating that we live. And we can make a decision to do that. Because Paul doesn't stop at the word peace, although we're looking at the peace of the Father. We're looking at that wonderful, wonderful peace that descends from Almighty God, that brings peace into our lives. No, we're not only looking at that today. We're looking at living a life of one, goodness. Two, peace. And three, joy. I was talking about exactly this on Sunday night and even looking at this scripture. How can we find joy? We can find joy by finding peace. We can find peace by living a life of goodness. And we can live a life of goodness if we seek the kingdom of God, if we seek His face, if we spend time to look into the face of our Lord Jesus. Just by contemplating this life, just by even you thinking about living a life like this, things in your life change. Living a life of goodness and peace and joy. But Paul doesn't stop there. He says, living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit, in the Parakletos. Parakletos is the Greek word for Holy Spirit, and that's what it says in the scripture. The Parakletos, the Holy Spirit, living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Say this with me now. I need to live a life of peace and joy and goodness. Say it again with me. I need to live a life of peace and joy and goodness in the Holy Spirit. You see, you can't do it alone. If you try to live a life of joy and peace and goodness, and you try to strive to do it on your own, you will fall down flat on your face, because we need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to show us and to guide us and to guide us to the Spirit of God, because that is who the Holy Spirit is. Guiding us straight to Almighty God, guiding us straight to the Lord Jesus, living a life of goodness and peace and joy. Oh, but David, that's hard. No, it's not. Not at all. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is involved in this. Don't you think that's what the Holy Spirit wants for you? As I am saying the words, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, descend on us now, I pray in Jesus' name. As I say that, things begin to change. And it is wonderful. It is wonderful that things do begin to change, because that is who Jesus is. That is who your Heavenly Father is, because He loves you that much. And He says to you, my child, come to me now. Come to me now, the Lord Jesus says. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. And I will bring you rest. And along with that rest, as we come to Jesus, as we come to the feet of our Lord, along with that rest, the Holy Spirit brings us a life of goodness and of peace and of joy. That is who He is. And that is what He longs to do. I ask you now,
to join me and to ask the Holy Spirit to help us in having peace and joy and goodness in our lives. Say this with me now. Heavenly Father, bring your peace. Heavenly Father, bring your joy. Heavenly Father, bring goodness into my life. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus.
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Paul says that because of all the laws and the regulations regarding what Jews could eat and drink. And he's trying to revolutionize the way these Jews were thinking at the time. And he's saying, look, don't look at what you're eating and drinking, because it's not important. What is vital is that the kingdom of God is at hand. What is vital is you need to live a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit, not on your own. If you serve Christ with this attitude, you will please God, and others will approve of you too, because you're living that life of goodness, and that goodness leads to peace, and that peace leads to joy. It all goes in the same direction. So then, says verse 19, let us aim for harmony in the church and try to build each other up. Harmony in the church, I love to term as heart unity. Say that now. Heart unity. And Paul then says, and the way we're going to achieve that is by trying to build each other up instead of trying to pull each other down, as is often the case. Paul is saying, no, let's not do that. Let's do the opposite of that. Let's stop all the conflict in the church. Let's stop all the backbiting. Let's stop all the fighting. Let's all stop talking about each other behind our backs. Instead, let's build each other up. That is so important. That is so important. You know, after I'd finished preaching, Marshall, the pastor of the church, gathered people in groups of two and three, and he said, pray for God's love to fall now in the name of Jesus. And we were praying in groups of two and three, and it was amazing. The feeling was just remarkable. And I know that it is the beginning of harmony in the church. It is the beginning of heart unity. Let's say hallelujah and glory to God, to him right now. Father, thank you for your message today. Lord, we give you the glory and we give you the honor and the praise that is due your holy name. And we say, Abba, Father, descend on us now via your Holy Spirit. Teach us to be good. Fill us full of your peace and your love and your joy in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.